Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
And knocked on your door. You slipped the lock and said, "Don't come to see me no more." Your eyes were so empty, the space was too hard to ignore. Maybe a change when you know what your heart's beating for.
Side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday, 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing you the best in all things Americana-ish. That right there, Kerry Powers, one of my favorite acts out of my home state in Connecticut, who just dropped a new record in October called Love Is Why, and it is phenomenal. I've been a Kerry Powers fan for a long time, and I think this may be her best record yet. And it is just brilliant. We gave you a track called When It Rains. And you can find more of that record at kerrypowers.bandcamp.com. So why are we starting you off with new music? Well, because that's what we're going to do this whole show. In fact, the next two shows, this week and next week, our final two Wrong Side of the Tracks of 2023, before we take a little holiday hiatus, we're going to be revisiting some of my favorite Americana albums of the year. And there were a lot. We played every one of them on this show over the course of the last 12 months, including that Carrie Powers record. One of several artists from Connecticut, my home state, who have put out exceptional records this year, and we're going to get to some of those as well. But let's travel the country first and give you some albums here that I really, really dig. And this isn't in any type of order, by the way. I want to state that for the record. If I were to list albums, the top 20 or whatever, many, many, many of these would be on that list. And this is just a smattering of albums that I have absolutely adored throughout the year, including this one from a duo out of Denver, Colorado, who goes by White Rose Motor Oil. White Rose Motor Oil put out a record called The Gift of Poison back in April, and it is a fantastic record. Let's give you a track off it right now. This one's called Just Your Type. It's the Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Try to love again, but I know how to do this dance. different things, and I've seen a lot of the countryside, seen a lot of small towns fade into the night, and I felt this empty road tugging at my mind. I felt this searching soul step into a different town. The ocean, like wind blowing through the pines, calling, kissing, crashing through the halls of my mind. And I think about my old home like a river against the tide, staying slowly nowhere for the rest of my life.
Sliding down low. life and get clean again. It seemed like you finally beaten that game when Nashville's hopelessness called your name. Blue-eyed dreamer fell one last time, the lonely shadows of an August night. I hope you found peace, freedom and
is how you write a country song. Wrong side of the tracks. That is Mary Elizabeth Long. And she wrote a whole album of country songs that absolutely killed it. Absolutely crushed it. Mary Elizabeth Long's self-titled album, which was released back in April of this year. Easily one of my favorite country records of the year. You can find it at maryelizabethlong.bandcamp.com. That track is called He's With Me. And that is the album opener. Before that, we gave you a track from Karen Jonas, who in March dropped her new record, The Restless. Absolutely stunning album. Gave you a track called Drunken Dreamer. You can find more at KarenJonasMusic.com. Before that, we gave you an act out of Wyoming called The Two Tracks, who back in August released a new album called It's a Complicated Life. You can say that twice. And we gave you a track called Still Gold in California. Great number off a great album. And starting off the block, White Rose Motor Oil out of Denver, Colorado. They dropped their new album, The Gift of Poison, back in April as well. And you can find that at whiterosemotoroil.bandcamp.com. All right, as promised, let's go now into some artists from my backyard here in Connecticut. And I'm going to start this block off with one of my all-time favorite Connecticut acts. It's a pair of brothers, Meadows, the Meadows Brothers. And they dropped a new record this year called Play It Right. And this is a little bit of a cheat, including this record on here, because these are all songs that have become staples in their live set and songs that they have recorded on previous albums. However, they decided to take these eight tracks, eight of their favorites, eight of my favorites, and go into a studio, On Deck Sound Studio up in Litchfield County, Connecticut, and re-record these things, and they crushed it. Absolutely crushed it. Forget the versions you've heard before. These are the definitive ones. This is the Meadows Brothers off their new album, Play It Right. This one's called Understanding You. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Second story bedroom, you're driving me out of my mind. And I'm waiting for a call, I'm waiting for it all to come crashing down this time. And ever since that last night, it hasn't been alright. Got me puzzled, that's for sure. It can't put me to rest. I haven't passed the test, it's all the sickness with me. I've got some hope in some living, a whole lot of loving to do before I come around and get to understanding you. I've got some thinking, some breathing, a whole lot of nothing to do before I come around and get to understanding. You've been hitting around. I've been keeping off your back. Honey, I can't be keeping track of all them jokers in this town. Sometimes our neighbors hear us screaming, and I just get to dreaming that our love is just fine. But every once in a while, I can still get you to smile, and that's always worth my time. I've got some hope in living, a whole lot of loving to do before I come around and get to understanding you. I've got some thinking, some breathing, a whole lot of nothing to do before I come around and get to understanding you.
You. racing down the sidewalk singing about some girl named Jane who put the pain in his heart. He never reached his brain until the time came too late. He held his hand out for the rain to fill his cup. Must have been the saddest man saying something about a plane and a couple of trains he had to catch. A girl in Spain, he had to catch his breath to explain something about his lovely Lady Jane. He walked away and tipped his brim, gave the world's most empty grin I'd ever seen. Thinking there was a girl the other side of the world waiting for me. Saw the man again in a week, his face in his hands, he was crying so hard I couldn't hear him speak. As I watched the tears fall down from his cheeks again and again. He walked away and tipped his brim, gave the world's most empty grin I'd ever seen. Thinking of the coats of being mad, she was walking away from him. Racing down the sidewalk singing about some girl named Jane who put the pain in his heart. He never reached his brain until the time came too late. He held his hand out for the rain to fill his cup. For now some other man has drank the love enough.
Life. And I know the king. For the mass they were taken, through the winter they'd swing. People dreaming. Now she works long days, just grinding the wheel, where the chlorine gas lingers at Brown's paper mill. When December turns me out on the skid line, rivers freezing and jammed up for miles. People are dreaming. People are dreaming.
Side of the tracks, and that right there, four phenomenal artists with four excellent records out of my home state of Connecticut. That right there, Jeff Burnham and the Insiders doing a track called The Pines off of Jeff's record State of Mind, which came out back in June 2nd 2023. Features a hell of a lot of great Connecticut artists, by the way, who have we played on this show before, guys like Seth Adam and Brian Larney as well. Excellent record, and you can find more at jeffburnham.bandcamp.com. Before that, we gave you a guy by the name of Charlie Diamond, who dropped his debut full-length record, A New Poet in Town, all the way back in January 27th, 2023. So the first great Connecticut record of 2023, Charlie Diamond. And if you really dig like that 60s folk sound, like that sound of right before Bob Dylan went electric, and then maybe even right after, Charlie Diamond captures it, man, on that record. I really believe that. CharlieDiamond.bandcamp.com. Give a listen for yourself. We gave you a track called Guitar Girl. Before that, young man named Riley Johnson, who is fairly new to the recording scene here in Connecticut with his debut album, Running Behind, released earlier this year. But a kid who I think has a very bright future. We gave you a track off that record called A Handful of Rain. And you can find more at RileyJohnson-music.com. And starting off the block, one of my all-time favorites, the Meadows Brothers, with one of my favorite tracks they do called Understanding You, which has appeared on previous releases. But that one comes from Play It Right, which again is an album of eight Meadows Brothers standards, you could say, re-recorded and played right. That dropped in May of this year. And you can find more at themeadowsbrothers.bandcamp.com. All right, let's go back traveling the world here for new music, including a new record from one of my favorite country artists out right now, Margo Silker, who I just think is phenomenal. Dropped a record called Valley of Heart's Delight back in September. We played, I think, pretty much every single that Margot Soker released prior to this album. And we're just going to keep playing tracks off it because it's that good. Here's one called Sound and Fury. It's the wrong side of the tracks.
Puzzle, it's a midnight struggle. I'm going, I'm gone. Steve's in Manhattan, Will's down in Houston. Sometimes the tables don't turn. The start of your suffering's the end of your wondering. I'm smoking, I've burned. Pacific return. State of your mind shouldn't keep you from kindness. I'm teaching, I've learned. So tell me where you're going, ask what I'm doing, wonder how it's moving along. It's a sound and a fury, it signifies nothing. I'm going, I'm gone. It's a song down the ages, it's a tearing of pages. I'm listening, I've heard. So tell me where you're going, ask what I'm doing, wonder how it's taken this long. It's a shirt we've been offered from the backs of our mothers. Yearly return. It's the saints at the river. It's a Trinity swimmer. Oh, glory. Oh, glory, my
missing tenderly, my heart is listening to them pretty words you told me when you told me you were mine. Now I'm floating on this feeling like my tongue could touch the ceiling. I ain't never been so happy, I want a keel over and die.
Keel over and die, little darling. Keel over and die, honey babe. Keel over and die, little darling.
Let me fall in love and holler from the grave. Been leading through them iron gates of sorrow where the mean old bully runs.
more than this world and everything. And I know I'm not all good all the time. I've crossed my fair share of borderlines. And here we are. I even let you play my guitar. I've never loved anybody so hard. Now I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't.
endless miles of highway, and I wanna see them all, from Wichita to Birmingham, from Reno to St. Paul. I won't slow down to catch my breath till I reach that leaving sign, and every inch of Arkansas is facing my behind. Send my mail to nowhere, disconnect my phone.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and that right there, four of my favorite country artists in the world today. Those four that you just heard. And I'm sitting here listening to this, and I'm thinking to myself, I love where I live. I love Connecticut. I really do. But part of me wishes that I lived in a part of the country where these four artists are constantly touring. Because they're constantly touring the South and the Midwest and the West. And once you get past New York City, we're kind of in no man's land up here. But I'm hopeful to see all of these artists at some point in the near future. And that right there is Brennan Lee, who you may have heard recently on the Grand Ole Opry, because earlier this year, Brennan Lee made her Grand Ole Opry debut and also dropped a hell of a record called Ain't Through Honky Tonkin' Yet. That's a true story. That was released back in June. And we gave you one of my favorite tracks off of it called Running Out of Hope, Arkansas, BrennanLee.bandcamp.com. Before that, we gave you an artist out of Oklahoma City by the name of Carter Sampson, who I just think is phenomenal, and released a really fantastic record called Gold. And that dropped all the way back in April of this year. We gave you the track off it called Drunk Text, which is one of my favorite songs of the year. Fantastic writing. And you can find more at cartersampson.bandcamp.com. Before that, this is an act you should absolutely know, Old Crow Medicine Show, who for the second year in a row dropped a phenomenal record. This one was called Jubilee, in which they just released back in August. And we gave you a track off it called Keel Over and Die. And you can find the whole record at oldcrowmedicineshow.bandcamp.com. And starting off the block, from Washington State, Margo Silker, Valley of Heart's Delight is the name of the record, Sound and Fury the name of the song. And you can find that at margosilker.bandcamp.com. All right, so we normally finish off the show each week as a tribute to my favorite musician, the man, Mr. Willie Nelson. And you're probably asking yourself, well, did Willie release a record in 2023? Oh, silly, of course he did. He released two records in 2023. And honestly, they are two of the best records he's released in the last half decade, at least. True story. And we're going to play one track off one this week, and one track off one next week. And we'll go in chronological order. On March 3rd, which happens to be my birthday, Willie released an album called I Don't Know a Thing About Love, which is a tribute to Harlan Howard. All songs written by the great Harlan Howard. And let's give you one that Buck Owens made famous. Here's Willie's version, Tiger by the Tail. Until next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
I got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. And I'm losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. And it looks like I got a tiger by the tail. Thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. And I'm losing weight and turning mighty pale. And it looks like I got a tiger by the tail. where the bright lights are found. There ain't no way to slow you down. I'm about as helpless as a leaf in a gale, and it looks like I got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. And I'm losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale, and it looks like I got a tiger by the tail.